collecting water from fog and kids learning how to edit video. There is a connection, and you'll find it in Morocco, thanks to a woman named Jamila Bargash. Rebecca Rossman has this profile from the city of Agadir.
It's a breezy, warm day in Agadir, a sleepy Moroccan city facing the Atlantic. But Manal Teragroom is not outside enjoying the sunshine. Today, she's sitting in a classroom with 20 other girls who are learning the fundamentals of social media, digital photography, and even basic computer coding. The 14-year-old says she's looking forward to learning how to edit videos and photos. In Morocco, girls, especially poor girls, are rarely, if ever, given the opportunity to learn these kinds of skills.
This is a possibility for them to discover something that's totally, totally different from their world.
Jamila Bargash runs Darcy Hamed, the NGO that created this tech camp for girls.
In a way, we're doing this summer tech camp because these girls are in that world in which I also lived for a long time.
That world Bargash is talking about is her own country, Morocco, where 40% of women are illiterate, and many of the laws are stacked against them.
Especially among rural women. The women are the poorest in this country. You have women still suffering from different legal discriminations.
For many years, women could be married off as early as the age of 15. They couldn't file for divorce. They had no legal right to obtain custody of their own children. Even though Bargash grew up in a well-educated family in the capital, she too found the opportunities for women to be few. In order to get her PhD in anthropology, she had to travel to the U.S.
And I was very frustrated with the possibilities that my family and my world gave me, that I couldn't go out, that why is it that this person could do this and I couldn't?
In 2000, she returned to Morocco and got a job as an anthropology professor. While teaching, she also ran a women's shelter. At the time, women who had children out of wedlock or women who ran away from their husbands could be thrown in jail. And protecting them, as Bargash did, was considered a crime.
I felt helpless because the changes were very few in terms of the breadth of a problem.
Bargash stepped down after realizing she could be more effective in other ways. That's when she became head of the Moroccan NGO Darcy Hamed. One of her main projects is helping the people of Ait Bamran, a mountainous village near the Sahara, produce clean water. Through a system that the NGO funds, the villagers derive water from fog, which they capture with nets installed on the mountaintops. Back 125 miles north in Agadir, the girls are finishing up their 10 days of digital skills training. One of their teachers is 24-year-old Hafida Mazoud. Mazoud is a graduate of another program Bargash's NGO offers to high school students to help them develop job skills.
They believed in me, even I didn't believe in myself at the beginning. It was actually a great experience for me.
Mazoud has a master's in food science, and she says before she met Jamila Bargash, she planned to work for a private company. But now she'll focus on advocacy work, particularly for Moroccan women.
In Morocco, we have less women in power, and actually to see a woman like Jamila, she accomplished many accomplishments.
The girls are singing goodbye songs, and the hope is that after they leave this tech camp, they'll see that so much more is possible for them. But Bargash says empowering Moroccan women is only one half of the battle.
We need to also accept to see and work with the men, because you can do all the efforts you want with the women. The women will go out, you know, and have a life of their own, do something. But the reality is, as long as you're treated only the women, giving them the tools, and you're not treating the men, then it's not going to happen.
Changing attitudes of men and women across Moroccan society is a challenge Bargash says she will continue to fight. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Agadir, Morocco.